The time is 8 p.m. Weather conditions: sunny. Temperature 50 degrees. WA2HKS repeater, 444 megahertz, Buffalo.
Is there any emergency or priority traffic on frequency? Please call now. Well, good evening. This is Jeremy, N2UGS. I'm located in Williamsville, which is in Amherst, just northeast Buffalo, I guess you could call it. Welcome to the Barrett Tech and Informational Net. This net meets every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Our focus is on technical aspects of amateur radio. Whether you're an experienced operator or a new ham or just curious about technology behind your hobby, you're in the right place. During this net, we'll discuss topics such as equipment, antennas, propagation, digital modes, troubleshooting techniques, and emerging technologies in amateur radio. The goal is to share knowledge, learn from one another, and encourage experimentation and problem-solving within our community. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome to participate. Please keep transmissions concise and relevant to the technical topic at hand. When checking in, please give the club call, that's W2EUP, let up on your mic, and listen to ensure that you're not doubling. Then give your call sign slowly, along with your name and your location. We've been following the rule of wait to three till you key. All right, let's get started here by taking in the first round of check-ins for the Barrett Tech Net. Please call W2EUP now.
W2EUP. KE2AAC. Andrew and Clarence. Good evening, y'all.
W2EUP. AC2XD. Rick Tanawanda. Hello on that.
W2EUP. KA8BYU. Roy in Blaisdell.
W2EUP. W2EUP. This is N2FTW. Dan in Kenmore.
W2EUP. Kilo Delta 2, Tango Foxtrot Bravo, Joe Chikamon.
W2EUP. Good evening, Jeremy. W2KYM, Jim in Niagara Falls, no traffic.
W2EUP. W2EUP, this is KE2HCT, Rick in Kenmore.
W2EUP. Here is W2ZZA waiting for three.
W2EUP. W2AJR, Andy Chictawaga.
W2EUP. Good evening, N2LCJ, Tim and Chictawaga.
W2EUP. KE2FLX, Carl Chudwar.
W2EUP. This is Kilo Delta 2, Sierra Golf Yankee. KE2SGY, Jason. Currently mobile in, well, you're going to have to find me. KE2SGY.
W2EUP. N2JRS, Vince in Buffalo. Good evening.
W2EUP. EUP KC2LEF. Ray in Guestville.
All right, let's hold it right there. That's a pretty good call up. Well, we'd like to welcome Andrew, KE2AAC, and Clarence, Roy, KA8BYU. Rick, KC2XD. Dan, N2FTW. Good evening, Dan. KD2TFB, Joe. Thanks for checking in, Joe. W2KYM, Jim. Thanks for checking in from Niagara Falls there. KE2HCT, Rich in Buffalo. W2ZZA, Dave, thanks for checking in this evening. W2AJR, Andy in Cheektowaga. How you doing, Andy? N2LCJ, Tim in Cheektowaga. Good evening, Tim. KE2FLX, Carl, how are you? KD2SGY, Jason, we'll catch up with you in just a second here. Jason's mobile right now, and he's going to help us out a little bit maybe this evening with our presentation for just a second. Vince, N2JRS, thank you for checking in, Vince. And KC2LEF, thanks for checking in, Ray. Let's see here. Let's get rolling. So, if you want to go follow along with us, we can move on to the presentation here. You can follow along with us at baratech.com. So that's Bravo Alpha Romeo Romeo Alpha Dash Tech. That's Tango Echo Charlie Hotel.com. And when you go to the website on the top there, it should say weekly topic. Click on the weekly topic and it'll show what we're talking about. But before you click on the weekly topic and you're not a member of BERA, make sure you smash that button in the middle that says Join BERA Today. We'd love for you to be a member of this growing club here in Western New York. So tonight we're going to be talking a little bit about APRS. I'm sure you guys have heard me talking about it a little bit on frequency once in a while. APRS stands for Automatic Packet Reporting System. Sort of like, I guess, you can locate yourself on a map. You can send messages through APRS. Giving telemetry from your car, or your handheld, or your house about some information that you might want to share with other amateurs in the area, like a short message. APRS, or Automatic Packet Reporting System, it's a digital communication mode used by amateur radio operators to share real-time information such as position, weather, messages, and telemetry over VHF and UHF, and sometimes even HF. We'll learn about that in just a second. Using packet radio protocols, APRS data can be transmitted locally via RF and also appear globally on the Internet through gateways known as iGates. With the implementation of iGates, really opened up the world of APRS to let everybody really participate. APRS is often used for tracking moving stations, reporting weather from remote stations, sending short text messages, and coordinating events. Many handheld and mobile radios have APRS capability built in. It can also be run with a computer. Now, your computer is going to have a TNC or a sound card interface and maybe a little bit of wizardry. But with a TNC or a sound card with Vox, you should be able to get on APRS with lickety-split, no problem, even with the bow thing. So some of the questions we're going to ask later on is going to be, do you currently use APRS? What you've been doing with APRS, your useful situations, and do you use it RF or Internet or both combined? Tim earlier was talking about the APRS node that he has. What that is a MMDVM board that's on a Raspberry Pi. And if you have one of those nodes, an MMDVM board, it's easily configurable to send packets to APRS to report your location, your frequency, and how to access your node if it's open to folks that may drive by your house and want to use your note for some reason. I don't know why, but it's always an option. All right, so if you click on the weekly topic up at the top, which is next to the home button, scroll down a little bit, you'll get to today's presentation. It's a PDF. It's in PDF format. There should be a gray box around it. Now, if you click on the top, or actually put your cursor on the top, and then the, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4th icon in from the left on the right. So you're looking at the right-hand side of the screen where the PDF is. On the fourth icon, if you click that icon, it'll bring that presentation to full screen, if you like. So, we're getting started with APRS. What is APRS? It's an automatic packet reporting system. So, it's used at 1200 baud with a terminal node controller, usually on VHF on 144.390. If you tune to 144.390 with your radio, you'll hear a bunch of squawks or static. That's actually computers connected to a radio or some sort of computer device connected to your radio that's sending packets to other stations to let them know about the telemetry they're sending. Let's see here. It's amateur radio-based real-time tactical communications for the local area. It was developed in 1982 to map HF Navy position reports. So I think the earlier question tonight was, do they use APRS on HF? So right here we see it was developed in 82 to find out where the Navy is around. I thought that was pretty cool. That was one that I learned today. I didn't know about that one. Capabilities of APRS, you can see who's around. So if someone else is mobile and they're beaconing also, you can see if maybe they're beaconing a simplex station they might be monitoring. To get in touch with that person, you can track the operator's position. So we'll see later on in the presentation here where exactly you can see what's going on in the area. Find out repeater frequencies, tones, and net times in a new city. So if you're traveling to, let's say, Cincinnati and you don't know anything about the area, you can turn your APRS on or go to the APRS map and sort of find out where the repeaters are in that area before you get there. You can check and send messages through Winlink. Winlink is another topic that we'll be talking about in the future here, but it's 100% possible to send messages through packet or through APRS to Winlink. You can send messages back and forth via RF and the internet. A few months ago, I sent Jason a message to his radio in his car, and he said, "Oh yeah, I got your message. It was blinking red, and yeah, I knew I came through." So we knew that part was working. Now you used to be able to send SMS text messages, but they took that functionality away for a little while. Just because there was too much spam going on. But we'll talk about that on the next slide. You can display weather alerts. That's what actually got me into using APRS. I wanted to connect my weather station to APRS so you could see wind direction, temperature, barometric pressure, wind speed. That was one of the first things that I did after I set up my APRS station was to connect the weather station to it. And now if you look on the map, there is a whole bunch more stations out there that have weather connected to APRS, which is great. So you can see real-time weather information right from the map. So, for example, you can share bearings and signal strengths for direction finding. So, if Jason's right now, he's driving in his car, it's going to show his bearing, he's going to show his speed, and you can sort of estimate how long it's going to take for him to get to where he needs to go. But we need to know where he's going first, right? On this next slide, I know we were just talking about sending SMS and text messages. So, you still can do that. They figured a way out how to do it. You just have to go to APRS.wiki, give them your call sign, and they will give you instructions on how to send messages. Right from your phone, SMS through APRS to your other SMS or your other APRS device. That's pretty cool. Let's see here. This is W2EUP with the Buffalo Information and TechNet, Barra, Buffalo Information and TechNet. And there are some limitations now. If we get too many stations out there, they'll tend to collide into each other and it'll cause a big mashup of gloppity gloop that you won't be able to recognize. So if you get over between over 120 users, we're starting to have some problems. But I don't think that's going to happen in our area. Maybe in New York City, Philadelphia, possibly in Toronto, I can see that maybe happening. But here in Buffalo, I think we're going to be okay.
WA2HKS repeater, input 449, output 444.
Also, I'm sure you've noticed on your phone, if you have an iPhone, I think Androids are starting to do it now, too. They're message read receipts, read receipts for messages. So if you send somebody a message on SMS, you'll know if it's been delivered to them and if they've read it. Well, at least you know it's been delivered to them. With APRS text messaging, that's not going to happen. You sort of have to cross your fingers to hope that the other station got to it. So there's no reporting back saying, hey, I received your message. So that's one drawback of about APRS. Why do we use APRS? We use it to supplement voice channels during emergency or special events. So if we have a race going on, we can map out the race on APRS, and we can set different stations at different points throughout the race and sort of follow the stations and track how the race goes along. Maybe Vince, when he comes through, he can maybe explain to us if he uses APRS during his area races events. Friends and families can find you when your phone or their phones are down, so they can go to the internet and say, oh, there's Jeremy, N2UGS-9, he's over there in Grand Island. It's a great way to learn about VHF propagation. There's actually a website out there. It's called VHF.menolink.org, I think it is. If you go to that website or go to Google and type in VHF space Menolink, like a Mennonite, but Menolink, it will show you all the areas in Buffalo that, or not in Buffalo, but around the world that have propagation too. So, like, let's say if we're here in Buffalo and we have VHF propagation to Cleveland, the digipeater here in Buffalo will be able to contact the digipeater in Cleveland. That's reported onto Menolink so that we know that we can have conversations between Buffalo and Ohio. Sort of like how a DX cluster works. If you go next to the next slide, we're talking about APRS symbols. There's a whole bunch of different symbols that you can use. You can go through that list. There's hospitals, police departments, tornadoes, airplanes, satellite dishes, cars, snowmobiles. You can put a tag on whatever you have. If you go down a little bit farther here, we're going to see the Buffalo APRS map. Now on this map, actually it's sort of mainly Buffalo and the North Towns, a little bit of the Niagara Peninsula. But we do have a few stations out there. Most of them are weather stations. You can see N2LCJ's in there, AC2JK's in there, myself, and a ton of weather stations have come up, which is pretty nice, too, because you can manipulate your software. So, for example, if one of the weather stations in your area gets a gust of 50 miles an hour or over, you can set it up so that your APRS client will send you a message and let you know that there's high wind gusts in our area. All right, so let's move down to the next slide. How does it work? So you see up, there's a bunch of different icons in there. We've used these, for example, for today. NTUGS-9, that will be my mobile unit. NTUGS-13 would be at my house. K2ILH-4 is actually a digipeater that we have here at UB. It gets out awesome. If you're using APRS, you'll see that K2ILH will come up. And then we've got W2PE. W2PE has an iGate over at ECC North. I'm not sure as far as the status is the radio is working, but I do see it pop up once in a while as a digital iGate. All right, so how does APRS work? Say you're new in town, and I'm driving in as N2UGS. We're on scenario one, new in town. I'm driving in as N2UGS, and I pick up my station. Well, it could N2UGS-13, right? And N2UGS-13 is broadcasting that we've got a TechNet on Wednesday at 8 p.m. So just driving into town and you pick up my station, you're going to know that we have a TechNet on Wednesday at 8 p.m. So it's good for information. What's going to happen now is when I send that packet from N2UGS-13, everybody that can hear me is going to get that message, right, including K2ILH. Now, since K2ILH is a digipeater, K2ILH is going to take my packet that I just sent from N2UGS-13 and repeat that packet to all the other stations that might not have been able to hear me from my location here. So think of K2ILH is actually like, it's a digital repeater, a digital digipeater. Instead of repeating voice, it's repeating computer packets. Another scenario, we're going to go to a scenario new in town. I think that's slide three. So, for example, if I want to travel to Chicago and I don't know the area very well, I can get on the map on APRS.to or APRS.fi. They can check out that area and see what repeaters might be in that area that I am traveling to that you might be able to get into. Let's see here. Let's move on to scenario number two, which is when you're driving around in your car, you have your HT, you're going to send a packet out that usually says what channel you're monitoring, what repeater you're listening to, just basically about what that station's doing. So, for example, here in my car, N2UGS -9 is monitoring 14652. So if I'm driving down the road, you happen to pick up my packet. After you pick up my packet, you can see that I'm listening on 52 and give me a shout. So I'd be beaconing that to anybody that can hear me. You can see that N2UGS-13 could hear me. K2ILH-4 could hear me. But that truck that's behind the mountain, which we have a whole bunch of mountains here in Buffalo, but that truck that's behind the mountain didn't hear me, and W2PE didn't hear me either, because I'm just out of range of W2PE. But I bet you K2ILH did hear me. So if we move down to the next slide, that N2UGS-9 monitoring 14652 is picked up by K2ILH and then repeated to all the stations that K2ILH may hear. next slide here. So let's say, well, in this example, I used Bill N for NJJ, but let's say I'm in my car, and I know that Jason is driving around, and I want to send Jason a message. Well, I can look at the list of stations that I've heard, and if Jason shows up in the stations that I've heard, I can send him a direct message. If I send him a direct message, it'll either go through the closest station that heard him, or it might go through the digipeter. If it goes through the digipeter and he can't hear me, he'll be able to hear me. Let's see here. Text messages. We're going to move on to the next slide here. So when you're sending a text message, an SMS, or a message from a computer gateway, it's going to be picked up by W2PE or myself, because I have a digipeter, one-hop digipeter here at my house. It will deliver that message to that station if it's shown up in their heard list. So someone originates a SMS text message from their phone, sends it to N2UGS, goes through W2PE, W2P3E, W2PE, hits K2ILH, and then if I'm listening, I will pick up that message. Let's see here. I think that's what I just explained here. All right, so we're going to move on to how to get started. And this is W2PE with the Buffalo Amateur Radio Repeater Association's Information and TechNet. All right, how to get started with APRS. Well, you can get started right on your computer. You don't even need a node or a TNC or anything like that. If you open up your browser and go to APRS.to or APRS.fi, you can see all the nodes in our area. Now, APRS.to is developed by a ham that's right here in Buffalo. What his call is N2RWE. He lives in the North Towns here. He's got a killer map. There used to be another map that was out there similar to the one that he uses. APRS.fi is good too. They just complement each other. All right, so how to get started. You can, like I said, you can start right on the internet by going to the web page. If you have a Baofeng, you can buy a cable for about $10 to plug into your smartphone, if your smartphone's got a plug anymore. Now the way that we're doing it is by Bluetooth. So if you see in the middle now, he's got a Baofeng or something similar to a Baofeng with a Bluetooth dongle connected to it. They make some pretty cool ones that you just plug into the side of your radio. There's no wires really attached, and then you can connect your smart device to the handheld and use that to report your positioning. And it's easier to write text messages on your phone than trying to type it out on a little tiny keyboard. All right, so moving up here, there's a TinyTrack 4, so that's pretty much like a TNC. Well, that is a TNC. So you're going to connect that in between your radio and your computer. And that will act as what you need to use to contact everybody else with APRS. If you look at the two Kenwood radios up on top there, those are APRS ready. Some of the Anytones, some of the Yaesus, some of the Kenwoods have APRS functionality built into it. That's what Jason's using right now in his car. So if you go on to APRS.to, look for KD2SGY. You can track him this evening to see where he's traveling. Yes, I highly recommend the Bluetooth TNC adapter if you're using a Baofeng or something similar. It's very easy to use. Then again, too, with the handhelds, we're sort of spoiled here in Buffalo again. We've got this awesome repeater that Ted WA2HKS put together for us, and we've got this awesome digipeater node, K2ILH, that's got very good coverage. So if you've got a handheld, more likely than not, they're probably going to hear you, especially Buffalo and farther north. So the antenna does make a difference. But the folks, like I said, up in the north towns are going to be a little bit more spoiled. Mapping and tracking programs, APRS IS-32, that's what I use here. That's what I use here at my station. As a digipeater, what I can do with that is I'm able to pick up the weather stations, I'm able to pick up marine traffic, I'm able to pick up airplane traffic just by parsing the data and sending it into the APRS IS-32 software. APRS Droid, if you have an Android, pretty sure it's a free program, install APRS Droid. You don't even need a radio. You'll be able to participate with APRS right through the internet. Sometimes I do that, and I'll turn on my APRS software on my iPhone while I'm traveling. Zaster and Yak, they're two similar programs. I used Yak for about 5 years until I switched to APRS IS. Yak is yet another APRS client. It's a great piece of software. A little bit easier to integrate other sources of data for if you'd like to track airplanes and boats as well. Zaster, the same. It's very easy to integrate other data sources. APRS Fi we talked about, APRS.TO we talked about, made by our local ham N2RWE. And then you've got some examples of what APRS Droid and APRS IS-32 looks like. Moving along here to TNCs and virtual TNCs, I use, here in my station, the Cantronics Packet Communicator 3, and I've got a Packet Communicator 3 Plus. They used to be a couple $100. Probably when they were new, they were probably almost $300. Now, if you look around, I was over at Lancaster, I saw one on the shelf there for $20. It might have been even cheaper than $20. So for $20, and if you've got a VHF radio laying around, you can use any VHF radio that'll accept 1200 BPS, which I pretty much think everything will switch that fast. I use the Olenco DR-135, which is pictured here, and on that frequency, 144.390, which is nice. What's nice about the Olenco DR-135s is that they have a port on the back of it that you can interface directly into the packet communicator very easily. So I would recommend the setup with the budget Olenco DR-135 and the packet communicator 3. As far as the receive on that radio, I've used other radios that have better receive, but this radio has been solid for the last 3 years for me. So if we look down here to APRS.TO, there's a nice map of the area. And then if we move down again to vhf.dxview.org, this is the website that's going to show you the digital propagation, or the VHF propagation in the area. Now, this changes by minute. So it's a good, really, if you start hearing stations, if you're on a VHF repeater and you start hearing stations from very far away, jump onto this website, see if see if there's a ducting or inversion happening, and you might be able, you might get lucky and be able to make a very long contact. If you go scroll down again, I took this picture earlier today because this was the only thing that was going on with inversion and ducting, just south of Rock Springs. Looks like this is Colorado. So that the station in the middle is picking up all those other stations. That's where the little sprite is going to. So normally that station wouldn't be able to pick up all those other stations, but because of the inversion, we're able to see that happen. All right. For more information on APRS, we can go to these two websites, MobileLinkD.com. They sell TNCs and they sell equipment for APRS. APRS.org is going to give you a little bit more information about APRS and how it works with emergency communications a little bit. And then you can go to my website, N2UGS.com, and it shows, I think I've got a link tree there, which will show the local area. The last picture here that we have, if you look at it, there's a bunch of red splotches. So all those red splotches are areas that are covered by a digipeater. So there's a lot of stations out there. It's sort of like the hidden network, the hidden SMS text messaging network that's already built out there for us to use, which is integrated with the internet and RF. So I know that when you send your message, it might not always get through, but it usually does. So don't worry about that. I'm going to take a pause here. This is W2PE with the Bera information and technical net. All right, let's see if anybody was able to join us after that brief presentation there. Is there any other stations wishing to join the Bera TechNet tonight? Please call W2EUP.
W2EUP.
K2PAC, Art in the town of Tonawanda. Good evening, Jeremy. In and out, no comment.
W2EUP. This is W2BYJ.
W2EUP. This is WA2HKS, Ted in West Seneca.
W2EUP. This is WB1FAW, town of Tonawanda, Larry.
W2EUP. This is KE2GCW.
BACG, Mike.
Picked up a few more people there. Well, welcome to W2BYJ. Thomas, thanks for logging tonight, Thomas. Greatly appreciate it. Welcome to Art, K2AAC. Ted, WA2HKS, thanks for checking in tonight, Ted. WB1FAW, Larry, KE2GCW, Greg, over there at hanging out with Thomas. Doing some mesh-tastic things. Speaking of mesh-tastic, APRS is a lot similar. It was very similar to APRS. In fact, I think maybe mesh-tastic might take the place of APRS. Maybe not right now, but could in the future. Possible. Not saying anything's going to happen or anything, but it's definitely possible. And then there was a VA3 station. Could you please call again? We didn't get your call all the way through. VA3 station, please call again.
At VE3, BCG, Vector Echo 3, Bravo, Charlie Golf, Mike.
VE3, BCG. Mike, thanks for checking in this evening. Let's see here. So, we had a... I'm going to go to the question and answer part of the net at this point. I'm going to ask you if you... Have you ever used APRS? What's your experience with it? How did it help you? You want to get a station going... let me know. Let's see here. Let's start from the top of the list here. We're going to go to Andrew, KE2AAC. What's your experience with the APRS? No, Andrew. Yeah, I may have put him to sleep. Rick, welcome aboard KC2XD. Let's hear what you hear, what you know about APRS.
I know nothing about APRS. I learned a lot tonight, and I was looking at APRS.fi, looking at the map, and I recognized a lot of calls. I saw you, Jeremy, and Jason, and Vince. JRS, a couple other stations too, so it's interesting. We've got to learn more. KC2XD, back to that.
All right, Rick. Well, thanks for checking in this evening. I know you just got that new TDEC Meshtastic node. We're going to integrate that with APRS so that TDEC node will show up on the map. We'll show you how to do that maybe at the club tomorrow. Moving on to Roy, KAABYU. Roy, tell us your experience with APRS. Okay, no, Roy. If you want to come back to us, just give us a holler. Dan, N2FTW, how about your experience with APRS?
Thanks. I've got a Kenwood THD-74. It does have APRS built in, I thought. For now, I stuck my HT in the window and fired up APRS beaconing. So if anybody notices N2FTW, that's me. I haven't done a lot with it, a lot of the practical ham stuff. I've played around with it a little bit, you know, tried to ping the weather forecast just to see if it worked, and things like setting the number of hops to some unreasonably high number to see just how far away I could, you know, the contacts that I would be able to get, how many hops would 5 hops take me, 6 hops take me. I'll just say there's a lot of APRS users in Southern Ontario. If I my HT timed out, so trying to be concise, but just saying there's a lot of APRS users in Southern Ontario looking at the tally of pings I got back, and that's mainly it.
Yeah, you're right, Dan. There is a lot of APRS users north of the border here. I'm just looking at the map here, too. There's a couple new people that popped up recently. Looks like Jason's taking a nice ride next to the river. When I first saw this map, K2NV out there in Grand Island, he had a station connected to weather. And he was pretty much one of the only stations in the area that had weather connected to APRS. And when I got back into the hobby here, I wanted to figure out how he did that. And here we are today. with my weather station integrated with APRS, which is not that difficult to do. Happy to help anybody. Let's see here. I'm rambling on. Let's see. KD2, TFB Joe, your experience with APRS. Let us know.
Not a lot so far. Also, I'd like to say, if you're on the page with the PDF, at least in Firefox, I see a little folder icon over on the right. You can download the presentation to your own computer and then see that in your own PDF viewer and do whatever you want with that. I was wondering if there's any, like, HTs that would have a TNC built into them so you can, like, read APRS messages right off the display.
WA2HKS repeater, input 449, output 444.
So, yeah, Joe, that's a good question. I've got an Anytone, what is it, it was 878 or 868, and that has one built into it. So if I want to do digital APRS or APRS through DMR or through analog, it has that functionality. And a bunch of the newer high-end Kenwoods and Icons, I believe, have APRS functionality.
N2FTW, I can answer that.
Yeah, go ahead, Dan. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, my Kenwood, the THD-74 and the D-75, you can send and read messages from the HT itself. Doesn't have a keyboard. You have to dial each number individually, but it's doable, and you can read messages, so that's not an issue. And I think the higher-end ASUS, the high-end, like, System Fusion, the most expensive HT that they have, I forgot the number, but that has APRS built in. I think the ICOM has something called the higher-end ICOM has something called DPRS, which is a little bit different than APRS. I don't quite know how, something I might have to read about, but there are HTs out there, and there are some, actually, I think some cheaper Chinese ones that are available now that have APRS, but I don't know if they have GPS beaconing or not, or the ability to send messages.
What I see from Discord is Bill chimed in and said the FT5D sounds like the AZ, so it's APRS right on the display.
That is correct.
Yep. There is most of the newer radios, the higher-end ones, definitely have the APRS functionality, which is pretty cool. Let's see here. Moving along to Jim, W2KYM in Niagara Falls. Take it away.
Thanks, Jeremy. Boy, it's so nice to hear the Veritechnic back on the air and the way it was, the way it used to be back in the 80s when I first got an AM radio. It was so great to listen to the conversation. But my experience with APRS, well, around 2009-2010, I finally got around to putting my IC02AT and a tiny tracker in the back in the trunk of my car, and I just put a 19-inch quarter wave on it and used that. Well, apparently somebody told my wife, now ex, that there's this website that you can see where Jim is all the time. So she did that. And I was at kind of an offbeat location. And next thing you know, I get a text message saying, Jim, what are you doing on such and such a street? And I go, I'm on a business call, that's why. And I had to explain it to her in more detail at home because I really didn't have the time to over the phone. But that was my experience with APRS. So, you know, if your current XYO wants to know where you are every minute of the day, all she has to do is go to that website. You'll be found. There you go. Anyway,
73 back to the net. W2KYM Niagara Falls.
Yeah, thanks, kid. Thanks, Jim, for that. Yeah, you're right about that. I don't have anybody following me around. At least I don't yet. So I don't have to worry about that. But yes, they can see where you are if you're on. But you can remember to shut it off once in a while. Thanks for checking in, Jim. Let's see here. KE2HCT. Rick in Kenmore, take it away.
Thank you, Jeremy. I really appreciate all this information. It's just amazing how these tech nets can teach you so much. But it's really sometimes overwhelming, and I have absolutely no experience with it, but hopefully in the future I'll learn a little more, and I learned a lot tonight, so I appreciate your time.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Rick. Yeah, it's very easy to get on board with APRS. I think maybe the Bluetooth module for a Baofeng or a Waxun or any of those clone radios is probably about $20. So, and also, too, what's pretty cool with that little dongle also, you'll be able to decode SSTV, too, slow scan television. So if the ISS is sending a picture down, you'll be able to decode it for $20 with your Baofeng, which is awesome. Dave, W2ZZA. Your experience with APRS. Let us know.
W2EUP. W2ZZA. Wait, do I have it? Sounds like I do. Yeah, APRS, something I'm near and dear with. First, I'm currently tracking. Jason, he is on the 190 section coming out of downtown. he's on APRS and... he's driving his son to sleep. At least that's the story. My history with APRS goes back probably to early to mid-2000s. I had all the experiences of the base station with, you know, reporting my location that I entered based on my latitude and longitude. My mobile in, at the time, a Crown Vic, which looked suspiciously like a law enforcement vehicle with lots of antennas on the roof, was reporting position from that on a separate radio and a separate TMC. Also, I built an APRS mobile for bicycle, pedal bike, back around that time, into a Burns-O-Matic torch case, the little metal ones that the Burns-O-Matic torches used to come in. You take the foam out, you put your HT in, you put a TNC in, you put a GPS receiver in, a little controller board to arbitrate the packets, and you put an antenna on it, and you clip it on the back of the bike with a gel cell in it. Of course, back in the day, we used gel cells. Now you'd use a LiPo battery. And... off you go. You pedal around, and it reports your position. So I did that. That was fun. There's all kinds of ways to innovate with it. You can do tail packets, as you've heard many of the operators on the 444 repeater use. That identifies themselves that way. It's all part of the APRS protocol, but done a little differently. Of course, staying on the 144.39, I think it is the true key to APRS. And you know, another way of calling APRS out, wait one, is an asset management tool. Now, that's what I used to refer to it as, because it can report position, status, and give telemetry, all with the same simple protocols. So, I've got some experience with it, and I'm kind of itching to get back into it. I know Sandy has the TMD-700, which is APRS ready in her vehicle. All we have to do is set it up and it'll automatically report her position to me. So, and you got to throw a GPS on it as well. That radio didn't have the GPS built in. Anyway, that's it from here. Back to W2EUP and the Barra Technical and Information Net.
Awesome, Dave. Thank you for all that. Yeah, I don't know if I have it active right now, but I have a bridge going from Mashtastic to APRS. So my Mashtastic node is reporting back to APRS. So now with those little Mashtastic nodes, you could put a Mashtastic node in the car. It doesn't use very much power, and it doesn't use much electricity, and only uses 250 milliwatts, maybe, to report. And it seems to work pretty well. Something up and coming, pretty cool. W2AJR, Andy, what do you have for us tonight? Go ahead, take it away.
Good evening, Jeremy, everybody in the net. My experience with APRS is limited. I have the app on my phone, and I've entered my latitude and longitude on that and got on a couple of times. I've been on his website before. The local guy, and just kind of spying on who's out there and seeing where they're going. And I think you answered my question just a second or two ago, because I was going to ask if those cheap TID radio dongles that you can buy on Amazon for $18 would do the trick to allow a derelict Bofang that I have laying around here be my source for APRS.
Yeah, for sure. That would work awesome. One of those and an aero antenna, too, UHF aero antenna, you can pick up SSTV. That would be pretty cool. I've done that a couple times, and it works very well. Well, thank you, Andy. Appreciate that. Moving on to Tim. N2LCJ, I know you've got a MMDVM node that's beaconing on APRS. Tim, take it away.
Hey, good evening, one and all, and two LCJ. Yes, Jeremy, you have succeeded in making me look far more intelligent than I really am as far as APRS goes. And I have to apologize. I had some company stop by during the middle of the net, but I did have a question. And I apologize if you've covered this. I had somebody tell me that they sent me a message via APRS and asked me if I'd picked it up yet. I haven't. It's still in there, nor do I know how to get it. Now, can the MMDVM pick up sent messages, and if so, how?
Yes. So, if you still have your DMR radio, and you go to, Brandmeister.network, there is a special configuration and a special talk group that you set up the radio to pick up APRS digitally. And if that message is still hanging out there, once you connect your handheld to the system, it should pop right up. If it was a long time ago, it may have been lost in the mail. But yeah, there should be some step-by-step instructions on how to connect your radio to digital APRS through Brandmeister. I hope that helps, Tim.
Oh, it actually does. I didn't know you picked it up through the radio. I thought it was maybe some type of computer program. And yes, I do have my DMR radio. I'll have to take a look at that. But yeah, I appreciate it, and great job on the net, as always. And 2LCJ, back to W2P.
Thanks, Tim. Moving along here, this is W2PE with the BERA Technical and Informational Net. Let's see here, Carl, KE2FLX. Take it away, Carl.
Hello, good evening. This is Carl, KE2FLX. I don't have any experience with APRS. Heard what it is through, you know, listening here. Not really sure if I have any use for it, but I guess maybe in the future. All right. With that, I'll say 73, and back to that, KE2FLX.
All right, cool, Carl. Well, we'll have to get your feet wet. I think at the club I saw, it may have been